Okay, Iboyelu, the two dots, Chof and Beis. Finished the sugya of Lina, so now the Gemara goes to Yitzir. Gemara says, Iboyelu, Yitzir, Mao Shatoyel, Bekidu Shadayim, Veleglai. The Kohen leaves the Beis HaMikdash, does it affect the Kiddush Yadayim for the Goliath? The Gemara right away jumps to Lina. The Gemara says that, you know, in Tim Salem, Lina le Pasla le Parish, Avol Tzir Parish, Yisir Chasach Tait Yadil Makim Nabi Yadayi Laza le Masach. Very, very interesting shayah what the Gemara has here. Does Yitzir affect the Kiddush Yadayim for the Goliath? Simply, the Gemara sounds like, according to Rebbe, who says that there's a psulina, we have no debate. Definitely, there's a psul yaitz. That's how the Gemara reads. Definitely, there's a psul yaitz. And the whole shaila is, if you hold there's no psulina, what about yitzir? That's the way the Gemara goes. So, there are two ways to learn the Gemara. One way is that the Gemara, when the Gemara says Yitzir, the Gemara means the regular Yitzir of Kalatar Kula. By all Kachim, there's a din called Yitzir. And basically, if you have a carbon, every carbon has machitzes. As soon as the carbon gets miyuchad, you shecht it, the carbon has walls. And those walls become the boundary of the carbon. If the carbon goes out of its walls, it's possible. And that halach is even learned out by chulin too. So, lamashal, if a yeshecht a behema, so the halach is everything in that behema becomes mutter after shechita, right? Except that which went out before. So, lamashal, the Mishnah says in chulin that if the Uber sticks out its hand, right, and then you shecht it, so though the Uber midaraisa now doesn't need shechita, because it's a ben pekur, midarabonan isn't in shechita, midaraisa doesn't need shechita, the shechita of the mother works for the vlad, right, but that limb that came out before is also atzeva menachai. And there the Gemara says, the Gemara learns out of the pasuk, Yotza chutz l'mechitzas. The mechitza, the shechita is only matir, that which is in the mechitza of the mother. And this limb, because it went out, is not included in the shechita. So, the limb, just the limb. If most of the animal emerged, then the whole animal is called born. But so long that right, the animal stayed in the womb, so there was no leida. So then the only issur is the part of the limb that goes out. So that's a general rule. By kachim, the halach is once you get a kedushas klisharis or a shechita. So that's it. That becomes the boundary of the car. And now if you take it out of that boundary, it's possible. No.
Same thing.
So the Gemara's. So there's one way to learn the Gemara, is that the Gemara is saying that when the Kohen is Mekadosh Yodav Menakior, now there's a concept of Kedusha, like a Korban, and the boundaries are the Beis HaMikdash. Once you go out, it becomes possible, like all Kachim. One second. First of all, it will be challenging to understand that, because the Kohen doesn't have Kedusha Zaguf, it's not a Korban. It's hard to understand that, right? That's number one. But number two, which is more clear in the Gemara, is the Gemara says maybe it doesn't become possible. The Gemara says, "Intim tzamelin apostol lepirish avol yitzia isuchi asach taite edu makivil lazali masach." Who's mixing in asach taite? Has nothing to do with Asachat Ha'as. right? Has zero to do with Hasach Hadas. It's a psul of kachim, psul yaitzeh, has nothing to do where the kohen's mind is. Has to do with the psul, with the fact that if you take a carbon outside of the mechitza, it's psul. Has nothing to do with Hasach Hadas. The whole lina was only where there's no Hasach Hadas. We spoke about this Barichas. The only reason you had to come on to lina in the last sugya was only because he was Oymer Umakrav Kalalaila. See, he wasn't Mesich Das.
But you still have to pass the time in order for lina to take effect.
Here's
the
Gemara
talking about.
Yaitse.
In the morning, you go out at night.
So the Yitzia.
Yeah.
The Yitzia, man.
Yeah.
The Gemara is saying that even if Lina doesn't make a psul, Yaitse would. So simply the way it reads is it would be midin Yaitse like Kachim. But the Gemara says no, it's Hasach Hadas. Okay. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi's very clear. Rashi says, what's the Yitzia? Chutz la'azoha. Mao shetoil kederech shepoisel bekolakotchim shekishu bekli shoreis shem yotzu nifsilu biyotz. So Rashi is borer maloloi. Rashi is very clear that we're not dealing with a psul Hasach Hadas. We're dealing with a psul yotz. Okay, we'll see. In a way, Rashi is much clearer in a way, but the Gemara Lachar says not like Rashi, because the Gemara says the psul Hasach Hadas, and clearly you may want to say, well, here it's a Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Levroch, and his Avi Ezri, he tries to merge them, Hasach Hadas and Yotze, tries to make it like one. According to Rashi, it's one thing. It's psul. The problem is that if Rashi would have just kept quiet, that it's psul Yotze, we'd have no problem. Rashi, the Rav Hamakatsa Rashi, is very clear. Kederech shepoisel b'kol hakotchim. And psul yotze in kotchim is not Hasach Hadas. It's yotze. It's nothing to do with Hasach Hadas. That means, even according to the Mandomo, holds Hasach Hadas doesn't pasul kotchim. Holds yotze does pasul kotchim. Yotze is a separate aloch that's irrelevant of Hasach Hadas. So therefore, Rashi, when Rashi goes and he says that the psul will be yotzei kederech shepoisel b'kol hakotchim, and by kotchim you don't need Hasach Hadas.
Why don't you say with an inanimate object, das is irrelevant, so when it's yotzei, that's it, game over, checkmate. Masha Inkin, a human being who has das, and his das could
I'm not understanding. I hear what you're saying, but I'm still not understanding. It's not that you could tell it to me again. What I'm not understanding is if I was reading the Gemara like Yossi, I would read like this. The Gemara shiles like this. Yitzio b'ben adam. Yitzio by human being mahu. Is yitzio k'moy behema? Shekivon sheyotza nifsal, oy dilma ba'odam toli b'day. Toy v'kivon sheday toy lachzo, ein yotze. But that's not the Gemara. The Gemara is a shaila whether there's a Hasach Hadas here. The Gemara is not saying whether Hasach Hadas changes the psul yotze. The Gemara is saying for sure if there's Hasach Hadas, if it's possible. The Gemara is clearing that is there Hasach Hadas? According to you, the Gemara is clearing maybe there's a new concept here that your das can reunite you to the Migdosh. But the Gemara is saying no. For sure, if there's no Hasach Hadas, it's kosher. According to you, that's the Shaila. Yes. The Gemara Shaila is, is there Hesach Hadas? Or is there no Hesach Hadas? Read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yitzir, the Polish, is Suchim Asach Daite. Oidilma, keep on the Beyodin Lach, so Loi Masach. So the entire Shaila of the Gemara is Hesach Hadas. According to you, that's not the Shaila of the Gemara. The Shaila of the Gemara is, could your Das compensate for Yotze? Ikke Chosim and Asefer, according to you. The Gemara is taking on the Vapasha that the whole Shaila here is Hesach Hadas. In fact, I want to tell you a bigger Chiddush. The Chofetz Chaim, who's very textual in his Sefer Likutei Halachos and Kotchim, he sticks to the very rare, the Chofetz Chaim says a Psaha Chiddush. He says an unbelievable Chiddush in our Gemara. Unbelievable. It bypasses the Briskerov and Chatzal Abramsky and Karen Oyer. Chofetz Chaim says that since the Gemara uses the Loshen Hesach Hadas, he doesn't understand. He says, was there Hesach Hadas, was there not Hesach Hadas? Yes, the Kohen. It's a Metzius. You're clearing if there's Hesach Hadas. What happens if the Kohen tells you, I was not Mesich Das? Or if I cared, what happens if the Kohen says he was Mesich Das? It's all Hesach Hadas. So you know what Chofetz Chaim says? He says, Einech Hanami. He says, if the Kohen would tell us he wasn't Mesich Das, we have no Shaila in our Gemara. Gemara ends, doesn't even begin. The whole Shaila of our Gemara is Bistama. The Kohen says, I don't know, I can't tell you if I was Mesich Das or not. I went out, I don't know. So now, Bistama is there to Chadas or not. That doesn't the answer Gemara. That's as the Chofetz Chaim. If you look here in Likutei Halachos, that's how he reads the Gemara. Taich. That's how he teaches the Gemara. That the Gemara is talking about where the Kohen himself is Bistama. The Kohen doesn't have a clear perspective. Now if you look in Steinemann, Zolik Gesund sein, in his Eilos HaShacha, over here, so he actually is this Kash. He says, I don't understand. That's a Chadas. Is there or isn't there? He says like this, Dr. Steinemann, Mashma begimore, vasofigu mitzad hesachadas. Haim yeish kan hesachadas. Zokter, sofig ha-gimore in bepoilu mesich daito yim lav? He says, ulefize, im shochach shu behem tzavoyda, what's the halachas time in the base of English? He forgot. He was Mesich Das. So he's mamash. It's a plea. So this is his nida in here, Rev Steinemann. Then he quotes the Chofetz Chaim. So the v'hine alikutei halachas mefarish the sofik ha-gemor hu rak pistomo im avi esach adas. Avul kishiyedeya shaloi hisich daitoi koshe. Sagt er, wenn nimmt so scha sofik wal das bne yod mo fit vorf. Sagt er Steinemann, so kam's out the whole gemorge so wie gepsa hakiren mit zis. Stand das of a person. What is it when they walk out? That's he Steinemann finds it hard to learn the gemorge in that oifen. So look at Tosis. So Tosis talk about it. Toisus is talk above it. Look at Toisus, the top Toisus. Pirush Bekuntres. Kiderech shepoiselas bekol hakotshim, shekitshu bekli, shem yotzu nifsolam beyoitze. Zokta v'yef sholomake. Says Toisus, you can't learn that way. El, look at the Mefarash Taime. He says, look at the Gemara itself. The Gemara explains itself. Kiven the Polish is a chimasach daite mine, mishum kiddush kli, loy mifsal. So you see, mishum kiddush kli, loy mifsal mini, shloy nasa bay avayda. Toisus says very simple. He says, it cannot be that this is a psul yaitz. Number one, the Gemara itself says that it's hesach hadas. That's number one. Right? Number two, the hesach, psul yaitz is only by something where the avayda already began. That means when you mak the shekar and you make it into an oil, there's no psul yaitz. Once you shecht it, there could be a psul yaitz. Psul yaitz is only after the process began. The kedusha doesn't create psul yaitz. So Tosfos basically comes against Rashi from two fronts. Number one, psul yaitz doesn't apply here bechlal because it's not chilas avoda. Nothing happened yet. That's Tosfos' first taina, second taina actually. And his other taina is that the Gemara itself says not like that. The Gemara says hesach hadas. So the Briska Rav, and really the Keren Ora seems to learn this way as well, Pachatzkel Abramsky. If you look in the Shurim of Reb David, the Briska Rav's son, over here, he says it as well. He says, Bir Moron, he says, my father explained Avi Beis Bias. The way the Briska Rav reads the Gemara, according to Rashi, is then these, in between the words here, there's a two shilas. This is the way the Briska Rav is reading the Gemara. Number one, Yitzia ma'u shatoyel b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Comma. Is there a psul yitzia? That's number one. That yitzia will be k'derech shepoisel b'kol hakodesh. Nothing to do with das, nothing to do with anything. Yitzia. That's the way the Briska Rav wants to read the Gemara. Is there psul yitzia? Now the Gemara reads, L'man domar, the ein lina mayeles, and ke misab galei mishem asach hadas. So the way the Gemara reads is, Yitzia ma'as rebe kishor l'ayim, now already, Imtim Tzoloima is already the second child of the Gemara. Imtim Tzoloima, if you're going to tell me, Lina lo pasla, right? Lina doesn't make it possible. So, who are din yitzia? Oiduma kim yole lachzi, oiduma esuchim asach taitim. Over here it's asach adas. So basically, the Briska Rav is learning is that there's two shilas in the Gemara. Shila number one, yitzia. But yitzia is really only possible according to the mandamu who holds there's lina. Because if you hold there's no lina, it means you hold there's no kedusha on the yadayim. So the way the Gemara reads is yitzia ma'al shatoyel b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That's one shayla. That shayla nothing to do with hesach hadas. That's kederech shepoisel b'kol hakodesh. Second shayla of the Gemara is imtim tzoloima lina ainu poiseles. If your lina doesn't passel, so there, according to that man, the omar l'chayra yitzia definitely can't passel. Okay. Now, what about hesach hadas? Maybe there's a new psul called hesach hadas. Now you'll see we could use your svaras. Hesach hadas, taite lachzo. But those are all going without psul yaitze. Psul yaitze is done. If you hold there's a psul yaitze here, done. That's the way the Briska Rav explains Rashi Shita. With that, he accomplishes several factors. But number one, he accomplishes that, first of all, the Gemara itself is a little strange. The Gemara goes to Psul Yaitz and jumps to Hesach Hadas. Right? According to Briska Rav, it's Taka two shilas. It's one shilah of Yitzia. If Yitzia is possible by Kiddush Yadayim V'raglayim. Second shilah is, maybe Yitzia has enough. Basically, Yitzia has two potential problems. One is, like all Kachim, you're taking it out of its place. That would be a psul. The other one is hesach hadas. No, it's very gevaldik. Yitzhiyah Ma'al Shatoyel Kiddushadavarlan. Is there a din Psul Yaitse? Because the hands got Kedusha, like Rashi says, maybe the Psul Yaitse. Now, that whole Shail is only possible if you hold as a Psul Lina. That means you hold the hands, get Kedusha. Then, according to that opinion, there could also be a Psul Yaitse like all Kachim. That's that. Now, second Shail is, if you hold that Lina does not basel by kodesh, in which case for sure there's no psul yaitze by kodesh. Maybe there's a new problem. Has chadas.
It's a second shaila. Maybe
it's two shailas. The way we read the Gemara Pashtus is it's one shaila. Is the yitzia? The Gemara then explains what the shaila is. Maybe Lina, maybe yitzia is worse than Lina. According to Briskov, it's two shailas. One is there a psul yotze? Shail number one. But that psul yotze would only be if you learn the hands of the kohen get kedusha, which would be align itself with psulina. But if you hold there's no psulina, that would be only because you don't hold lina doesn't have a sechatas problem. It only has a lina problem. But yotzia has another problem, potentially. Has chadas. And that's the Gemara Shah. So the Ma'ilun Briskov has is, the Gemara reads, in a way the Gemara reads better according to Briskov. Number two, he's being Masber Rashi. Because Rashi seems to go against the Gemara. Rashi says, Kederach Shepoisel B'kol HaKotshim. The Gemara says, Has chadas. That doesn't work. But according to the Briskov, it does work. Because when Rashi says, Kederach Shepoisel B'kol HaKotshim, he's explaining the first shaila. He's not explaining the second shaila. He's only explaining the first shaila. That's the way the Briskov understands.
What does the second shaila have to do with Yitzhiya itself, though? Is it just that maybe Yitzhiya...
So then you have the Chofetz Chaim's issue. Then you have the Chofetz Chaim's issue and Rav Steinem's issue. That's another good shaila. Why should Yitzhiya play a role? Well, we find Shini Mokka makes Heschadas, right? In fact, Rav Steinem's next... Nakuda here, he says, could we apply this Gemara to Hilchas Brachas? Then you walk out, you have to make a new bracha. In other words, if this is really Hesach Hadas, it's not really a Kutchim. It's not narrowed to Kutchim. It's an open Shaila. Exactly. But, and then a third thing the Briskov accomplishes, he accomplishes the Lashon HaGemara. He accomplishes that this could be Rashi's Pshat. Pshat and Rashi. But he accomplishes another thing. He accomplishes now that it could very well be that Yotze could be kosher according to everybody. In other words, if we read the Gemara as one Shaila, the Gemara is basically saying, if you hold Psul Yaitse, then for sure it's possible. If you hold Lean, I'm sorry, then we have nothing to talk. In other words, if you read the Gemara as one Shaila, then the Gemara quickly resolved it on one side. The Gemara said, if you hold like this, it's a possible. Now for us, what happens according to this? Right? According to Briskov, it's still opened. The Shaila is still wide open. Because all we said was that Psul Yaitse, right, is a potential psul. And it's not a potential psul if you hold, if you don't hold of Lina. We're not saying that if you hold of Lina, you necessarily hold of Yaitze. We're just saying, if you don't hold of Lina, then you don't hold of Yaitze. You have to come on to the second shaila of Esach Hadas. So according to Briskov, both shailas are dangling. So that explains the Rambam that we brought down in the Maror Mekayim, as I mentioned last week to look up, because the Rambam is Seiser himself. The Rambam paskins that there is psul lina, like Rebbe, by Kiddush Yadayim v'Reglayim. The Rambam paskins like that. So if the kohen waits overnight, he needs a new Kiddush Yadayim v'Reglayim. And yet, the Rambam paskins there's no psul yetzim. So they all ask on the Rambam this kash. Everybody has this kash. This is the kash in the sugi. The Rambam is mezakish Torah l'beit rei. According to the Briskov, the Rambam is not Mizakish Torah Lebetre. It's two shailas. They're both opened. Yotze is opened, and Hesach Hadas is opened. And only difference is that according to the Man of Holds, there's Lina, there's two open Shilas, and according to the Man of doesn't know the Lina, there's one open Shila. But there's still it's still opened. It's an unclosed, because normally, Imtim Tzoloimars and Shas normally mean that the first one was taken care of. We passed like every Imtim Tzoloimar. Once there's Imtim Tzoloimar, means the last thing is taken care of. So the way you read the Gemara simple is, okay, if you hold there's a Psul Lina, there's a Psul Yaitz. Clearing only maybe the one who doesn't hold a Lina. According to Briskarov, that's not that way. It's two open Shilas. And the Gemara proceeds and says, if you hold there's no Psul Lina, then maybe there's one open Shilas. And that is Hesach Hadas. That's Hesach Hadas. Another thing we will gain is that when the Gemara starts bringing proofs, all the proofs seem to be a brachal of Atala, because you could go to all the proofs and say, well, that's the opinion who holds that Lina apostles. But according to Briskarov, it's all opened. We're ready to move on, because it's an open Shaila. You understand? The Achronim asked this kasha. The Achronim asked, when the Gemara goes on to bring riots, that Lina doesn't pasul. Mamela. When the Gemara brings riots that Lina does pasul, to bring a riot that Lina doesn't pasul, that makes sense. But when the Gemara brings a riot that Lina does pasul, what kind of riot is that? That could be going like the Mandamu holds. I mean, Yotze pasuls. When the Gemara brings a riot that Yotze doesn't pasul, that's good. But the Gemara also brings a riot that Yotze does pasul. So the obvious question is, maybe that's going like the Mandam holds, Lina pasuls. But according to the Briskarov, the Gemara still has what to talk about according to both opinions. Because the Gemara left these two Shilas open. Doesn't help us, the Briskarov still, on the Kasha of Rav Steinemann and the Chofetz Chaim, which is that Hesach Hadas, either you had Hesach Hadas or you didn't have Hesach Hadas. What's the Shila here, exactly? Meaning, unless you learn like the Chofetz Chaim, that the whole Gemara is it's a big doichik. The whole Gemara is talking about a case where a guy's stomach. First of all, it comes out according to Chavetz Chaim, a guy could be in the middle of Avoida, like Rav Steinemann is saying. And he was Mesich Das. He didn't go out of the base of Mikdash. He was Mesich Das. It would be a problem. Right? Exactly. It's not the Yitzir. And that's Rav Steinemann's problem. And he himself says, in Rabbi Aaron Leib says here, in the Eilas HaShachar, that's where he moves on to Brich Sanenim. And Itaka says, he goes on to say, the Yesh La'ayin, Im Sofik Zeh, okay? Shalagimor, Yeshayach Kam, L'shal Dinei HaTor, Kigoyin Linyin Brocha Rishoyna, Im Lufi Sofik HaGimor HaKan, Di Yitzim, Mishav Olay Hesach Hadas, okay? If you're going to tell me it makes Hesach Hadas, meaning, if you don't like the Chofetz Chaim, so it'll be like the Chofetz Chaim's akin. If you learn not like the Chofetz Chaim, then what are you telling me? Yitzir makes Hesach Hadas? Yitzir makes Hesach Hadas? He says, if that's the case, im ze gam kishe b'poy lo yeisich taite, if you don't want to learn not like the Chofetz Chaim, that we look at it like there's a Hesach Hadas. Notice there's only two ways to learn. Either like the Chofetz Chaim, that b'poyel is Hesach Hadas, meaning you don't know what you did. You say, I don't know. So we tell you, you know, you left, you had Hesach Hadas. So then by brachas it should be the same. And the other way to learn the Gemara is, no, the Kohen says, I wasn't Mesich Das. And still the Gemara is a Shaila. So he says, if that's the case, in Kain b'brachas gam Kain, yeitoli b'sof exam, yitzir mishav le'Hesach Hadas. We find in the Poiskim that by brachas there's a din, daite lachza, you can have das to come back. Hinich mixes chaverim. There's ways that there's no hesach hadas. So the Rav Steinemann is pointing out that if you don't learn like the Chofetz Chaim, which is the more simplistic way to learn the Gemara, that the Gemara Shaila is not only in that one isolated case where the Kohen says, I don't know. Right? So then that means the Gemara is saying that there's a din Hesach Hadas. Right? The din has a chadas. So if that's the case, it should apply to brachas also. That's Rav Steinemann's handle rye over here. His third shaila, which is really a shaila in the stipler as well, when we say hesach hadas, what do we mean? Do we mean hesach hadas from your hands? Or do we mean hesach hadas from avoida? That's also unclear in the Gemara itself. It's unclear when the Gemara says this hesach hadas. Does the Gemara mean hesach hadas from touching something? I mean, according to Chafetz Chaim, it's a tremendous nafkamina in halacha. The Kohen could walk out and say, you know, my hands were perfectly clean. I wasn't thinking about Avoida, but my hands are clean. Right? According to that's what come out, according to the, if you learn it's Hesach Hadas from Avoida, it's a different Hesach Hadas. So he taka has the shot. Him Hesach Hadas me Avoida, oi Mishmiras Yodav. Okay. Now, if you... being aware. Now the thing is, if you look at Rashi seems to say clearly that there is the Hesach Hadas is. Look at the last Rashi on the Omud. Oidil Makivin the Hodachazi. So Gemara says he's not Mesich Das. Look at the last Rashi on the Omud. Rashi says, Al Yidei Atfile Dokle. Umidaktik v'nizal miliga yodov bedovotinif v'loy masachtaiti. So Rashi seems to say that the zehirus is from tinif, right? No, but I'm saying not just that. He seems to be saying it's from dirt. It's not from avoid. No, it's from not from avoid. It's from touching something. Right? That's how Rashi seems to learn. But if you go up in our Gemara, when the Gemara says, Intinsum, Eloi Pasol, Eloi Porish, Avli Tzida Porish, Asuchim, Maisach, Taitim, Hinei, Rashi says, Porish, Loi Nivdal Me Avoida. See, the emphasis is Avoida. Rebari Eloi Malin Zatzal is Medayik from that Rashi, that the Esach Hadas we're talking about is Avoida. You hear what I'm saying? Rashi on the bottom of the Yomud seems to say Esach Hadas is from the actual dirt. But Rashi in the beginning of the Gemara, seems to be saying, you're not Nivdal Me Avoida. So the Hesach Hadas is from the Avoida. So we have to know if there's something to be said here. But it's difficult to get clear what is going on here exactly. So the Gemara says like this, In Timtzalim Eloi Pasla, Eloi Parish, Abel Yitzir Parish, Zuchim Hasach Daite, Eloi Dilma Kim, Eloi Lach Zuloi Mas, Toshma. The Gemara comes now to bring a raya. Kideish yodo v'raglo v'nitmu. Somebody was mekadish yodo v'raglo v'nitmu. Okay? This is also a problem. How do you have tumas yodayim? Tumas yodayim is a tumah d'rabbanan. Midaraisa, there's no such thing as tumas yodayim. The rabbanan will misak in a maila tumas yodayim. Doesn't exist midaraisa. With the rice, either you become tomei or you're tor. Your hands can't become tomei. Tumas Yadayim is only in the Mikdash. It's only out of the Mikdash. They were not misakin Tumas Yadayim in the base of Mikdash. So the Minchas Chinuch, yes, on HaGemore, he said, I don't understand. How could it be a case of Nitmi Yodov? The Metzias does not possible. Because the only way for your hands to become tomei is you left. You know what I mean? The only way for your hands to become Tomei is if you left. Because if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Tumas Yadayim in the Beis HaMikdash. So the only way for there to be a Metzias of Tumas Yadayim is if you left the Beis HaMikdash. Well, that's the Gemara come to. The Gemara is going to come to. So, those are the things that are Metamei the Yadayim, but not in the Mikdash. Not in the Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, so actually, both the Stipler and the Brisker Rav have a big chiddush. They say that there's two elements to Tumas Yadayim. One is that your hands become Tomei. Chazal said that what you touch is Tomei. Tumas Yedayim. That's one. Like we have the Tils Yedayim for Sudas Rach Tumah. That's what it's about. But then there's another thing. A person who has Tomei hands has a chsaron and an avoidah. Right? He's a person who's Tomei. Forgetting that he's Metamei. He is Tomei. It's a Tomei de Rabbanan called Tumas Yedayim. So the Brisker Rav and the Stipler want to say, this that we find in Shas, Loi Gozru Tumas Yedayim B'Mikdosh, does not mean that you don't become Tomei. It means it's not Metamei. It's like Ein Shvus B'Mikdosh. So meaning, you are Tomei. You're puzzled, the Gavra's puzzled. But you're not going to affect. So if that's the case, it's still possible. That would answer the Minchas Chinuch's question of how do you have the Metzias of Tumah. That's the way they understand it. But anyway, it says in the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, Magbilon vein tzarech l'kadosh. You don't have to wash your hands again. Yotzu yodov, harein b'kdushos. It's kodesh. Yeah. So the Gemara says like this. So we see clearly Yitzhiya doesn't pass. That's the Gemara saying. We see Yitzhiya doesn't pass. Says the Gemara like this. Now here, this Gemara is a raya to both Rashi and Tosfos. It's a meaning it's a kash on both of them. The Gemara says, Yotze yadav loy kami boilon. Ki kami boilon yotze kol gufenai. The Gemara says, it's different. You didn't go out. You just stuck your hands out. So there we don't have a shot. Okay. So the Gemara in the Hava Mina held, yeah. Yeah. The Gemara in the Hava Mina doesn't work according to Tosfos. The Maskana doesn't work according to Rashi. Also, we start saying Yossi Yisroch. With that. Because the Hava Mina of the Gemara, what's the Gemara thinking? According to Tosfos, it's only Hesach Hadas. There's no Psul Yotze here. The whole Shail of the Gemara is Hesach Hadas. According to Tosfos. So that we know, of course, if you stick your hands somewhere, there's no Hesach Hadas. Call out Tera Kula. If you stick your hands out the window, you need to make a new brach. Of course not. Right? So the Hava Mina Gemara makes no sense according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, to Psul Yotze, yes, any part of the limb that you stick out, it's possible Yotze. So according to Rashi, the Gemara's Raya makes sense. It makes sense, the Gemara's Raya. Because you stuck your hand out, so now that part should become possible. But according to Tosfos, that the whole Shaila of the Gemara is Hesach Hadas. There's no Hesach Hadas when you put your hand somewhere. So that's why the Hava Mina only makes sense to Rashi. Maskana only makes sense according to Tosfos. The Gemara says, no, that's Yotze Yadav. Yotze Yadav Tak is okay, but what about Gufay? What do you mean? That only makes sense if it's Hesach Hadas. Meaning, if it's Yotze, Kol HaTorah Kula goes by whatever portion goes out. You can put a pinky out, that's possible. So the Hava Mina only works according to Rashi. And the Maskana only works according to Tosfos. That's the problem. Now, if you learn the hybrid Mahalach, then it would work. Meaning if you learn these two Shailas of the Gemara, Yotze and Hesach Hadas. But even that is fair, because then it should come out on the Yotze front. What's the Hava Mina of bringing a Raya? What's the Hava Mina of on the Hesach Hadas front? What's the Hava Mina of bringing a Raya? And on the Maskana, why isn't it a Raya? If the Gemara is only addressing the Hesach Hadas issue, you see what I'm saying? Then the Gemara has no Raya, no Hava Mina of a Raya. If the Gemara is also addressing the Yotze issue, So why does the Gemara say Loi Kami Boilon? The Gemara should say Pshait Miyachada. You know what I'm saying? The Gemara should say Pshait Miyachada. That Yaitse is not a problem. You know what I'm saying? We don't gain all that much with the Brisker Rav's Pshat either. Without the Brisker Rav, L'chaira, it doesn't work. Rashi and Tosfos don't work. Because according to Rashi, what's the Gemara's maskana? If it's a psul yotze, it doesn't matter where the rest of your body is. Whatever went out is possible. Rashi's saying, kiderech shepoisel b'kala kachim. So by all kachim, we don't go by where most of it is, we go whatever piece goes out is possible. So according to Rashi, right, we clearly don't understand the maskana of the Gemara. Right? And according to Tosfos, we don't understand the Havamin of the Gemara. What are you thinking to bring a Raya to Esach Hadas from sticking out your hands? Toi says there's no Havamin of a Psul Yotze. Toi says there was never even a Havamin of Psul Yotze. Right? That's what Toi says. So what was the Gemara thinking? Now, even if we learn like the Brisker Rav, I'm telling you, we don't gain all that much. Because according to the way the Brisker Rav learns, the Gemara, what's the Gemara saying? The Havamin to bring a Raya is only on not the Hesach Hadash Shaila, on the Psul Yotze. So why doesn't the Gemara Taka say, Tifshoit Miha, that there's no Psul Yotze, like the Gemara does all over Shas? Yechab. So in other words, we don't really gain anything with the Brisker Rav. If the Gemara would have said, okay, one Shaila is Gepaskent, so that would work. But the Gemara basically says, Havamin of a Raya, Maskana, no Raya. That doesn't work with Manashuch. Doesn't work according to Rashi. Doesn't work according to Tosfos. And even according to Brisker Rav, it doesn't work. Because according to Brisker Rav, your Havamin was to bring a Raya for Yotze, and what's your Maskana? Not a Raya, it is a Raya for Yotze. You got what I'm saying? So it's not like we gain anything. It's only on the surface that you gain if you learn like the Brisker Rav, but if you think it through, it doesn't help us. Because the whole Shaila,
the Teretz doesn't answer.
The Gemara should bribe with the Raya. The Gemara was only bringing a Raya to the Yotze Shaila, and that should remain in the Maskana. So it doesn't help us. That does not help us. The only way that would work, which we don't see, it's not going to work in the Lashon HaGemara anyway. The only pshat that would have worked is if the Gemara now switched the Shaila. That means till now we were clearing there's a psul yotze, right? And now we brought Taka Araya, and the Gemara says, "Okay, you know what? We don't have a Shaila psul yotze. We have a Shaila Masech Hadas." No, Brisker Rav is saying that that's part of the initial Ibaya in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Iboyelu Yitzim HaShatoyel, Imtim Tzaloyim, that's all part of the beginning of the Gemara. So according to the Brisker Rav, that doesn't work now. Because now we're back to the same Imanashach. For Yotze you have a Raya, for Esach Hadas you don't have a Havamin of a Raya. Doesn't go. Okay. Toshma. Shaloi chutz yadayim v'reglayim. Bekli, mekadosh bekli shogos, you have to wash the kohen in order to get kedusha. He has to wash his hands with a kli kodesh bifnim inside the azor in order to get kedusha. Kiddush bekli shogos bachutz. If you use the kli shogos outside of a kli chol bifnim, oy tovu b'meimag avav and avidos epsul. Right? Or if you used even good water, but they weren't in a kli, it's possible. So basically, you need a kli sharas inside. The Gemara is being medayik. It's mashma. It's only no good if you were makadish outside. But it's mashma. If you walk outside, it's still okay. Taimo, the kiddush be kli sharas bachutz. The whole reason why it's possible is because you did the kiddush outside. Ha kiddush bifnim v'yotza, ksheira. So here the Dvar of Rome comes, in the Kovner Rav, and he says, I don't get it. The Gemara now is saying that it's better, it would have been better if it would have been inside and then it went out than if it was out from the beginning. The whole concept of Psul Yotze is something that already went in becomes possible when it goes out. So what's the Gemara's whole halacha mean of bringing a raya? The Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya. My raya is from the fact that it's mashmah if you did a klisharis outside, it's no good. It's mashmah if you did it inside, went out, it would be good. Because that's better. That's worse. Because if you did it inside, now it got kol tu mechitzes, and that's kol atarakul like that. Think of every yaitzeh, kutchim, bikurim. Once they go into your Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it. Maisusheni, it's called kol tu mechitzes. The walls chap it. But till it goes in, there's no problem. So why is the Gemara saying over here, fakert? The Gemara is saying that our shaila was only if you were in and you went out. Here we're talking about when you were out to begin with. The Gemara is saying that it's kol shekein. If the braisa holds that even if you makadosh your hands outside, it's possible. Right? Doesn't work. The Gemara is saying, Taima, the Kiddush Bechutz. Mashma, if you makadosh your hands inside and then walked out, it would be good. Why? That's worse. If we're dealing with a psul yaitse, that's worse. Says the Gemara, again, unless the Gemara switched to Hesach Hadas, again, maybe you could make it better. Says the Gemara, Taima, Tilma Kiddush Biklisharz Bechutz, Hechidomi, Keep going to Afik Yodov Levar Vikidish. David, like your case. You stuck your hands outside. You were still inside. Ava Yotzakol Gufay. Tibbalon, we still have a Shaila. Omalegav Papa. Omalegav Zvidlav Papa. Toshma. Yotzakot Sakhoy Mesazor. If a Kayan leaves. So here it looks like we have Mamish our case. We have a Brysa. Mamish our case. The Kayan did Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, then he went out. Im l'shoyis ton tefillah. If he went out to stay out, he needs tefillah. We'll see what to stay out means. If it's l'fisho, ton kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So you see that even if you go out a little for a short time, you need kiddush adayim. Omalei achamay askinen kegon shiotzal osach raglav l'hakom nimlov. When it says l'shoyis, it means a person had to go out to the Beis HaKiseh for gedolim. And when it says l'fisho, it means for ketanim. But maybe in a chanami, if you just go out, you don't need kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Says the Gemara behedik tonil. That's the sefer. Kol ha'meisach raglav ton tefillah, kol ha'makal mayim ton kiddush adayim. Toni v'adam b'farish. Toshma will bring you a raya from Paraduma. Here the brisker of platzes. The Gemara wants to bring a raya from Paraduma. Because Paraduma, according to one man d'omah, the kohen that did the Paraduma, the Har Mishcha, they did it outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Makadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim inside. So the Gemara says, you see, there's no Pesul Yotze. Says the Gemara, Pora Aduma, Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, Oma Makadosh Biklishoros Bifnim. You Makadosh your hands inside, and then the Yotze, you go to the Har HaMishcha. Reb Yechon Oma, Afilu Bachutz, Afilu Biklach, Oma Kiddush Shacharis. You don't need a Klishoros, you can do it outside. None of the Halachas. So Gemara wants to bring a raya, but the fact that you see your makadosh hands inside, and then you go out, is a raya. Frekta Briskerov, what in the world is going on here? Hesach Hadas. Here you're going out, that's where that avodah has to be. Rashi explained the whole havamin of the Gemara, that going out is Hesach Hadas. Pirish me avodah. Here, staying in would be Hesach Hadas. Here, if you're Makadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim, go in, that should be Hesach Hadas. That's the Briskerov's kasha. Frank the Briskerov, what's going on here? You hear what I'm saying? Makes no sense. And the Gemara's answer is, well, Paradum is different because since Maaseh Bachutz, like a Loi Posla B'Yitzir, like Kilu, it's a Chsorin, but it's Loi Posla B'Yitzir, we Loi Posla B'Yitzir. What's the half a minute of the Gemara? So for next week, if the Olam could look up also the Rambam, Por Adume, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tezvav. Anyway, the Gemara says, if that's the case, Yochi Lomali Mekadosh, what do you have to do, Kiddush, inside? Kein Avoyde Bifnim. You have to do Avoyde Bifnim, like it would be Avoyde Bifnim. Okay, the only thing I'm adding is this Rambam and Paraduma for next week. Try to finish the sugi next week in Mitzvah Shem. And the Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Simen Hay. That's what we'll add for this week.
The Paraduma was what?
There's actually two Rambams, but the one that I would like the Olam to see is this. Zichens 2 on the side here. Till the top, the Rambam that I would want you to see is that Dalet Hezvav. Paraduma Dalet Hezvav. In the Gemara, if you could go till Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Gemara has a Shaila, the next Shaila. The Gemara has a Shaila, Iboyelahu, Ma'u Lekadosh Yodav Bikior. 6-7 lines down. Okay? Just another couple of lines in the Gemara. Okay, Shkeh. No, but that's